A little while ago, Paul McGurn blogged how to create a public, SOAP-based, web service via a Salesforce site. As Paul explains, you add your web service class to the enabled Apex classes in the site's public access settings. You'll also need to add the appropriate object and field-level permissions for any data you will be exposing, remembering, of course, that this web service will be accessible without any authentication. As I was setting up a webhook the other day, I realized that the same principle applies to Apex REST methods. Add the class and any relevant object/fields to your site's public access settings, and you can access the REST methods via the site URL. Let's code up a simple example. Here's my Apex class. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. I'm not manipulating any standard or custom objects, so I just need to add my service to the enabled Apex classes in the site's public access settings. The public URL for an Apex REST method has the format site_URL/services/apex_rest_url_mapping. In my example, this will be https://pat.dev@dev.develop.my.salesforce-sites.com/services/apex_rest/my_service. I can easily test my service from the command line with curl. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Bonus tip, wondering why those double quotes are there, and how to get rid of them. Well, by default, Apex REST methods return JSON formatted data, and a JSON formatted string has quotes. You can get more control over your method's output via REST responses response body property. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Calling the service with curl. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. As you can see, it's easy to set up publicly accessible endpoints in your org. Just remember the security implications and consider carefully what objects and fields you expose.